Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is an affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Diane Allardyce.
In 1999, I was the mother of three children, two who were in school, and I was also a professor at a local university where I had taught English for 16 years. I was doing a poetry therapy internship for my mentor supervisor to obtain my certification in poetry therapy, and I had done one at the Alzheimer's Community Care Center, and I had done one in a halfway house for women in recovery in Fort Lauderdale when she suggested that I should have diversity, racial and ethnic diversity, in my portfolio of internships. I had to do three. I've always had a strong sense of social justice. I was teaching Sunday school in the Unitarian Universalist program, and I was part of the social action committee. I was always drawn to racial and gender equity issues. So I sought out the Milagro Center that I had heard would allow me to do poetry groups, perhaps. The Milagro Center was an arts and cultural as well as educational center in downtown Delray Beach, serving primarily African American and Haitian youngsters and adults in its after-school programs and its cultural activities. And I called up the executive director, Joseph Bernadel, and introduced myself. He invited me to go ahead and do a poetry therapy group, and I had the opportunity to talk with him about his organization. And I also had the sense that there was just a synchronicity. I had finished my PhD, I had written a book, I was really ready to roll up my sleeves and be out and be doing more in the community, and this kind of came into my life. I was called to do that, and because I was there, I had the opportunity to help him write bylaws, press releases, and a grant. In the course of our work together, we were invited to sit on a task force to study the possibility of starting a charter school for the city of Boca Raton. Joe volunteered the two of us to be the co-chairs of that committee, and we sat on that committee and organized it and attended lots of meetings. The city of Boca Raton decided not to start a charter school, and we decided that we would do so instead. My own children were in the schools of the arts, one in middle school, one of Dreyfus High School for the arts, and I just thought it would be wonderful if people from the community who had not had that kind of background in private lessons, music, dance, and so forth, would have the opportunity to go to a school that was really geared toward the arts, and I was also really interested in social justice. So we decided to start the school. We had learned a whole lot, but we had a lot to learn. I had no idea what I was getting into. I had been a professor and knew what I was doing in that realm of education, but I had no idea how to be a charter school administrator. I didn't know anything about the funding or the laws and the regulations and the testing, but I just set out to learn it all. So I took a sabbatical from my professorship and wrote the charter with help, formed a board, and we were able to get the charter approved. We were one of five charter schools at that time, so we were one of the pioneers. It was predicted that we wouldn't last very long because we had a funny name, Toussaint Louverture High School for Arts and Social Justice, and people had said nobody will recognize what that means. We were somehow able to pull it together and open the school to 120 students in August of 2001. The name itself, for me, is magical, and I think is part of the reason that we have survived as long as we have, because Toussaint Louverture, as the person who is credited with being the founder of Haiti, was kidnapped and betrayed by one of his own people and imprisoned in France before Haiti became a country. But when he wanted to give hope to the people that were going to carry on his legacy, he said, "They've only cut down the branches of the tree, but the roots remain, and the tree will regrow." And we've used that as a metaphor so that every time we've run into challenges or felt that we perhaps might be coming to the end of our possibilities for continuing, we have always been that tree to regrow from the roots.
Diane Allardyce with the trials and tribulations of starting a new school.
It's interesting that you say that, Michael, because she almost made it sound easy. The trials and tribulations were sort of beneath the surface. This is a storyteller and a woman who definitely has it all under control.
I have to admit, to take a sabbatical and to start a charter school as a volunteer, that takes a lot of dedication.
Even more so to leave a full professorship. And that's one of the amazing things about this story.
Well, so what was her motivation?
Well, this is somebody who cares so much about helping people who don't have the opportunities her own children had to immerse themselves in the arts, to learn about the more creative side of life, and to engage in it, that she was willing to put her career on the line for them.
You can tell Diane has a lot of passion.
Yes, and yet, what's so interesting about the way this story is told is that it's told in a very understated manner. In other words, this is a PhD, this is a professor, this is a very intelligent, obviously highly organized person. She is not going off in all directions. She is not emoting all over the places, you know, somebody very close is here in the studio tends to do from time to time. She is just getting from point A to point B to point C to point D, just as you imagine that she did to get this done. She gets the story done, and she gets what she needs to do in the world done. And I love when the medium and the message are in such close alignment, when the way the story is told mirrors the content of the story. And this is one of those times. It's remarkable.
Well, I just admire how she's bringing the arts to a community that would not have otherwise been exposed to it.
Or at least not in such an effective, efficient way. She also, it's important to note, did this with the help of many other people. And she does say that. No woman is an island, and no administrator creates a school on her own.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneil, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me here at WLRN, 305-995-2264. Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at WLRN.org. Then click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.